Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. On Friday night from 6 to 9 here in the MC Ernie Gallery at WHQR, we are entering a new exhibit of art. It's called A Sense of Place, featuring Virginia Belzer and David Norris as the guest artists. We'll have wine and refreshments, wonderful crowds to mingle with. It's part of the fourth Friday gallery night. And Virginia Belzer and David Norris are here today to talk with us about their artwork and about the upcoming exhibition. So first of all, thank you both for being here today.
Thank you, Jamila, for having us.
Wonderful. Virginia, let's talk with you first about where you're from and where you studied art.
My background, I started in Miami as a child and summered in Connecticut. More recently, I was in Blacksburg, Virginia for 10 years and State College, Pennsylvania for 15. So I'm fairly recent transplant to Wilmington. Just 15 months ago, we arrived.
And where did you train as an artist?
You know, it's funny, training. I mean, as a child, I was always involved with art. I took classes at the local university museum. They offered classes. I majored in art in college. I majored actually in watercolors. I've since left watercolors and moved to pastel, to soft pastel, but I was at the University of Connecticut for that.
Let's talk a little bit about your work. You mentioned soft pastel. Now, is that an oil medium or is it acrylic what is it?
It's actually pastel pigment, and then they use a little bit of binder to adhere it, and it comes in stick form. You can do hard pastel, which is in pencils, but I primarily use soft pastel, and I really enjoy using it on a paper that's almost like sandpaper. And if I paint too many days consecutively, I actually rub the pastel into the paper to the point where I draw blood from the sandpaper. But it's a wonderful medium, and I find I apply the pastel and love the way it sort of spreads like butter onto the paper.
It does. It's kind of a blurry, misty, soft look, and it's quite beautiful.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about where you work. Do you work plein air?
I work exclusively on plein air. I have tried working in the studio, and I can pick those pieces out right away. I'm not satisfied with those. And I find for me what works best is going on plein air without any preconception of how the piece is going to look. And if I almost step out of the process, just remove myself and let the flow happen, the results turn out pretty nicely, I think. So,
do you have some favorite spots where you like to go?
I do, and primarily I wind up in the marshes along the creeks, and I've been very fortunate to meet very kind and generous people here in Wilmington who have offered me access to their homes along the water and to their piers, and those are the places I tend to respond to.
Is there a particular time of day you like to be out?
Yeah, of course, dramatic light is the best, and that's early in the morning or late in the evening. But as a mother of two active teenagers, that doesn't always happen. I'm usually driving a child to one sport or another. So whenever the time is available is when I go.
Wonderful. So. Now, you can see Virginia's work, a bit of it, at our website, whqr.org. She also has a website, virginiabelzer.com, and it's B-E-L-S-E-R.
Correct.
Virginia, B-E-L-S-E-R, dot com. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with artist Virginia Belzer. She, along with David Norris, will be our guest artists for the next couple of months here in the MC Ernie Gallery at WHQR. And the opening of their exhibit, which is called A Sense of Place, is this Friday evening from 6 to 9 at WHQR as part of the fourth Friday gallery night. Now, David Norris is here as well. He's been patiently waiting his turn. And David, now, where are you from? You're more of a North Carolina boy.
Yes, I was born in Charlotte. I went to East Carolina and Greenville for art school, and I lived there a long time, so I feel like I'm from Greenville really more than anywhere else.
The work that you do now, it looks like it's a lot of pen and ink, but also some color work. Talk a little bit about, first of all, before you get into the media, talk about your influences. Who touched you along the way as you were learning to be an artist?
Well, one interesting influence you might not think of offhand was Rembrandt. Now, he did a lot of, I really like his landscape drawings very much. And if you look at him, he would draw a lot of coastal scenes. There's sand dunes, salt marshes, there's vast expanses. I noticed moving from the hilly country around Charlotte to eastern North Carolina that the land was flat. So there's not so many hills, but there's lots of sky. And, of course, there's lots of water. So I started looking at Rembrandt's pictures, and they had kind of almost an Oriental look to them. There was just line drawings, lots of use of negative space. And so I got interested in Japanese prints and Chinese painting and learned some from that. Also like Van Gogh's drawings. He would paint with a reed pen, and I would draw with it. And I went through a spell of – there was a bamboo patch near where I lived. I'd make pens out of it and carve them up. You can carve them to point like a quill pen kind of and draw with that.
Right. And so you work in pen and ink?
And a lot of my new work is watercolor and pencil because I've gotten more into color. And a lot have maybe a background of watercolor and then going with a color pencil because there's a good contrast with that as a background. And I probably learned to draw with pen and ink when I was a kid. I used to copy 19th century engravings, learn how to do the cross-hatching and stipple dots. And some of that shows up in some of my drawings even now.
I noticed that dotted surface. Mm-hmm. Now, how about you? Some favorite subjects? You've also spent some time in the marsh. There's no doubt about that. Beautiful docks and boathouses and the water and the reeds.
Well, the coast, it's still kind of new. I've been here 12 years, but it's still the coastal environment. The fishing boats, other work boats are interesting. I'm still fascinated. You look in the Cape Fear River and see a ship's been out in the ocean just going right by downtown. So I like those. I like the historic architecture. I'm also a historian. I write some about history, so I get fascinated. I'm glad to live in a city with some 18th century buildings and such a huge spectrum of architecture, all different kinds of things. And you see them every time of day. You see the sun hits the shadows at a different angle on a piece of stonework or some clapboards, and then you've got another idea for a picture. I like that. Of course, I like Wrightsville Beach, especially around the jetty and Masonboro Inlet. You know, it's just an endless variety of scenes. Every time you see the ocean, it's a different color. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends so much on the exact height of the waves and then the kind of clouds reflecting in their light and the angle of the sun. And it's always beautiful, but it's just never the same again.
Mm-hmm. It's a really rich environment here for artists. And I know you have discovered in the time both of you have been here how many artists there are, how many visual artists.
Yes.
There's many, many, many people in various organizations. People belong to and support each other's work. David, where do you do your work? Are you on plein air as well or a lot in the studio, or how does it turn out?
Usually in the studio. I work a lot from photographs and kind of from memory or sometimes a combination. I try to keep the drawings loose enough to the point where they're not directly dependent on every little thing in the photograph, but I use it as a memory reference. And I like working on the spot, but it just – you know, the light changes so fast and there's so many, I tend to do most of the work in the studio. That works for me.
Boy, if I were going to paint a fishing boat with the detail that you have, I'd be sure to get a good photograph because there's all those different parts of the equipment on a fishing boat that you don't want to miss any important spar or any important bit of netting. Now, you have not an individual website, but you're part of fineartamerica.com. So people can go to fineartamerica.com and then look for David Norris.
Right. Or you can look for the Wilmington artist and scroll through and find me and a lot of other people from here.
Great. We have a couple of minutes left in the interview. Let's just talk about what it's been like for the two of you to be invited to WHQR and hang your work and meet each other for the first time and say, wow, I don't know if I like this person and do I want to hang my art in the same room as them? And just talk a little bit about that process.
Well, it's been, I think, been very lucky for us. I think our work harmonizes together. We have some of the similar subject matter with the marshland and landscape, but we have different approaches. So they're not They seem to harmonize nicely. They're different enough to be interesting, but not so different that they don't look like they belong together.
Right. Yeah, I think they absolutely complement each other in terms of our style. David's tends to be a little more spare in terms of line and color, and mine is a little crazy with application of soft pastel, but I think they really complement each other in a wonderful way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It is interesting because your work, Virginia, has all those soft edges and all the blurriness that comes with working in that medium of soft pastel. And then with the pen and ink and that David uses, there are those delineations that are crisper, and it's really interesting to look at the marsh, say, from those different perspectives and see how it can be depicted differently.
Absolutely. But it's been a wonderful process from the beginning, you know, in terms of the application, and then we found out and we got to meet each other a month ago, I guess, to sort of scope out the space and see how we were going to do it. So,
Well, if you'd like to meet Virginia Belzer and David Norris, they will be here on Friday evening from 6 to 9. Meet the artists, have a little wine, have some refreshments, and see the beautiful work that they have created for this exhibit called A Sense of Place. 6 to 9 p.m. Friday in the MC Ernie Gallery here at WHQR. For more information, you can always go to our website, whqr.org. David, Virginia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamila. Yeah. It was a pleasure.
Great to have you here for the interview, and especially great to have your work in the gallery.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.